Okay, we are here, International Journalist Festival, with Gareth Goodman, International Coordinator of CitizenSide.org, and the Editor-in-Chief of CitizenSide.
Philip Trippenberg.
Yeah, sorry. The first question is, could you explain your site, what's the aim, and how works this platform, digital platform?
Okay, sure. Well, CitizenSide, it's citizenside.com, and it's basically, we're the world's largest citizen press agency, which means that we report news that the public has found. Obviously, anywhere around the world, if there's something happening, it's a simple matter of numbers. There's over 6 billion people here. If there's over 4 billion mobile phones, the chances are that if something happens that's interesting, a person who lives there is going to be the first person. So we've got thousands of members all over the world who register and who send us pictures and video of news as it happens. Yeah. Essentially, the model is similar to Wikipedia, only it's for news, not reference. So if a news event is happening anywhere around the world, our members send us pictures and video of that, and we verify it, and we make sure that it's authentic, and then we post it to our website.
Okay.
One of our most recent scoops was the video of John Galliano, the designer for Dior, where he's sitting in a Paris cafe and he says terrible things like, "I love Hitler." And that was actually our contributor who captured that footage, which when released got Galliano fired from Dior and made international headlines.
I'm sorry, one question. Your platform works with the other social network, or is this is disconnected?
No. Of course. We're connected with Twitter and with Facebook, so you can use your Facebook ID to log into our website and so on. And of course, we publish via Twitter and via Facebook as well. I mean, our model is all about the community, yeah. And so we use all tools possible to make sure that community is active and that we have a good relationship with them.
We have actually two operations which are very closely linked together. One being the citizen side. News gathering community, and the other being the Reporter Kit, which is what I'm directly responsible for, and that's where we partner with media houses and allow them to use our technology to get a deeper relationship with their audience and increase their loyalty there by letting their audience actually participate in the news. So with our technology, they're able to recreate the whole citizen side experience within their own domain. So essentially, readers and listeners of the radio station, we work with RTL France, we work with Metro France, we work with Archant now, which is the largest independent regional news publisher in the UK. All of these different media houses are asking their readers and their audiences to actually contribute the news that's happening in their area and then publishing the best quality content that comes out of it.
What do you think? What's the future of journalism? Do you think that the citizen journalism will take the place of the traditional journalism in a few years, or do you think...
No.
What's the future?
I mean, take the place?
Yeah.
I think there's always going to be a place for professional journalists.
Yeah.
But I think that times are changing, and it's a simple matter of the technology has come to the point where the best news reporters are people who are just there. You see it even in the reports that are coming out on Al Jazeera and BBC from Libya. Half of the material that they're broadcasting on television, it's filmed by people on their phones or on little cameras and sent through. So, you know, nobody knows a place like the people who live there already. And if it's a news that's happening anywhere in the world, who's going to have a better access and better understanding? A journalist who's sent from London for 2 days or 3 days, or somebody who's lived there who knows the situation? Obviously. Now, I'm not saying that there's no role for professional journalists. Not at all. The analysis and the context that they can bring to a situation is invaluable. But when it comes to just spot news reporting, what is happening now? The people who are there on the ground and have a phone in their pocket and they can take photo and video are always better placed.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to say something?
Yeah, I was actually just going to add that one of the major obstacles of this rise in citizen journalism is the actual verification of this content that comes in. And that's one of the things that really sets our platform apart, is that it's been built by journalists for journalists to actually systematically fact check this user-generated content so that these professional media houses can maintain their standards of journalistic excellence.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.